An undocumented mother from Guatemala made national headlines last summer for defying a deportation order. She took sanctuary in a New Haven church until her lawyers could get a stay on her deportation. This woman's children are U.S. citizens because they were born here. More than a half dozen other parents in Connecticut have also challenged their deportations. But these days, the eventual outcome is more likely a plane ride to their countries of origin. WSH's Cassandra Basler reports.
In July, Iglesias de Dios Pentecostal Church in New Haven swarmed with press, protesters, Connecticut's U.S. senators, and Governor Daniel Malloy. They gathered to meet Nuri Chavarria. She was living at the church while her legal team pulled all-nighters. After a week, an immigration judge in Hartford issued her an emergency stay. Here's Chavarria moments after she left the church. She speaks through an interpreter.
Wow, it's a great news for me and my family. I want to thank all the people who were with me in this very difficult time.
Chavarria became one of the first high-profile cases to win a court-issued stay since the start of the Trump administration. Glenn Formica is Chavarria's immigration lawyer. He says these stays are rare.
They're the extreme minority. I mean extreme minority.
Formica says the press doesn't hear about most deportations because parents feel embarrassed to put their family's pain on display. Formica says up to 30 people a month ask him to help, but he can't. Most have exhausted their legal options.
We boarded a lot of people on airplanes. I had many clients that I had had for years where their, you know, case had come to a conclusion. They had stays in place for years, and then those stays came to an end, and then they just quietly left.
Formica says Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, used to issue many stays at their own discretion each year. These stays were the only thing keeping his clients here unless a change in circumstances made it dangerous to return to their country of origin. Formica says a rare court-issued emergency stay may offer some parents hope, but it's not a happy ending.
Even when these cases are reopened, they still have to get relief. And in some cases, it's just postponing a removal date to sometime in the future.
ICE's annual report says removals of people living in the country went up almost 40% since the Trump administration scrapped Obama-era immigration priorities. ICE would not respond to requests for comment.
Those are easy numbers for ICE to get because they've already been through the immigration court process. They already have removal orders. The only thing that's left is getting them out of the country.
Heather Prendergast is the top liaison to ICE for the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Lawyers that work with ICE in New England estimate that 98% of stay applications get denied, even if someone has strong family ties to the United States.
These are not criminals. This isn't something where ICE has to send five agents, you know, armed with full protective gear to do a raid at somebody's house to get them, right? I mean, this is a safe and easy removal for ICE. All they have to do is put them on the plane to go home.
This is one of the folks who the government is seeking to deport.
That's Connecticut's Governor Daniel Malloy standing with a somber-looking Tony Huang in Hartford. This month, ICE ordered Huang and his wife, Chris, to fly back to China, and they have two children born in the U.S. Malloy says this is the third case he has decided to speak for because these parents are not what President Donald Trump had called bad hombres.
Other than the question of their status, they have lived honorable and decent lives, contributing to society and contributing to the welfare of their children.
Hours after the press conference, the Huang family learned that the U.S. Court of Immigration Appeals had granted them a stay to reopen their case. Lawyers say the Huangs could face religious and ethnic persecution in China. They'll now be able to present that argument in court. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.